When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are graced with Mike Schaefer's presence for one more segment. Thank you, Schaefer, for sticking around today. His segment also always sponsored by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau. We can call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for insurance questions or needs. So I did tease before the break, there's been a disappointing Nebraska team. Sip said, basketball, yes, that is true, but there's somebody else whose season has more games to go, and that's Nebraska baseball. 4-6 start, and
like,
they
like
and they,
50 games to go, right?
Long ways to go, but it's been a rough start, and they've lost now their ace pitcher for the season. Mason McConaughey announced the other day that he's out for the season with an arm injury. That seems pretty important to this team, Schaefer.
Yeah, that's a huge injury. I mean, he was by far the best of their starting pitchers, or has the best. I mean, he's your Friday night guy. Like, they, their rotation beyond him is a lot of guys that are largely in the same kind of spot where they're solid pitchers, but they're not kind of your Friday night go toe-to-toe with another team's best pitcher, give you an opportunity to shut a team down and to get a win in critical situations. So they're really going to need guys to rally out of that rotation and step up. I mean, it's a tough spot to be in, and unfortunately for Nebraska, it's a consistent one. Like, they've lost, it feels like over the last decade, they've lost guys early in the season to arm injuries, not every year, and you lose players in baseball every year, but they've lost their top-end guys seemingly more often than not. It's unfortunate because he was going to be a lot of fun to watch.
He was a preseason All-American, at least a D1 baseball All-American preseason player.
What's the injury?
It's an arm injury.
Is it Tommy John? Is it?
I suspect that's the route that it's going to go. They haven't announced it.
They just said arm injury.
Yeah. So
it'll likely move the left-hander Will Walsh back into the starting rotation, the weekend starting rotation. Ty Horn is in that rotation, and Jackson Brockett. They've already they have Tucker Timmerman, who's had face surgery.
Hit in the face by a line drive.
What a great name.
It is. He's from Beatrice. Timmerman.
There's people who suggested I could use some face surgery.
Aging gracefully.
What if we all did? It's got a complete makeover. That'd be awesome.
You don't need one.
I do.
Jake, we could use them.
We could use one, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, fine. Yeah, that is rough. It's a rough.
And those guys, and not to take anything because Jackson Brockett's thrown a no-hitter. Will Walsh has been big for Nebraska in the past.
Yeah.
Ty Horn is
he's in the rotation.
A solid pitcher in the rotation. There's just no, they don't have like that frontline guy. Like, remember how important Brett Sears was to him last year.
Pitcher of the year of the conference.
You know, he's able every Friday night. He's taking the ball. He's shutting down the other team. He's giving you a chance to win every single Friday against another team's ace.
Yep.
When you don't have that, and that's not to take anything away from Will Walsh or Jackson Brockett, it's just, it makes it a lot harder to get out of those series with two wins. I mean, you pencil in a win when you have a Brett Sears, and then it's going and getting one on Saturday or one on Sunday, if not both. A lot harder to do when you don't have that frontline start.
By the way, the Big Ten opener this weekend for Nebraska, right? Washington comes to town.
It's just wild because, I mean, it's expected to snow. The opener being this early, too, feels wild. But I guess it's kind of in the middle of March. It's not that unusual. Feels about a week earlier than normal.
They've already had two games postponed. Wasn't this week
they moved the Omaha game to early April, and then I think the South Dakota State game just got taken off the schedule entirely. So I'd have to check to see if that got moved. But and they need those midweek games because they need to start getting some consistency at the plate too. That's the other issue. Their best hitters have not been. Gabe Swanson is going through it again early this season, like he did last year. He got nuclear level hot at the end of the year, and you were kind of hoping that he could be that hitter for you all year long. It hasn't quite worked out that way. But they've had some guys like Brumbaugh has stepped up and hit pretty well. But the lineup needs to needs to find some consistency, and you're hoping the middle of the week, just being able to play, you know, multiple games a week instead of these long jumps would help him out. But
Washington, 2 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow. 2 p.m. scheduled.
Let's see what the forecast is.
It's our weather for that one.
Let me get that real quick.
2 p.m.
on Friday. I don't think it looks great.
Moisture is high.
Well, let's just say this. The high tomorrow is 38 degrees in Lincoln. It's going to be a frigid baseball game.
Baseball in Nebraska.
At 2 p.m., you're looking at a temperature of 37 degrees.
Okay.
Any precipitation?
And windy tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Windy.
No way.
Wind in Nebraska.
Looking at gusts to 28 miles per hour.
Normal day.
And
normal
winds up to about 20
in
general.
What is that? That's just a day.
Normal day.
Typical day in Nebraska.
Saturday, 2 p.m. as well. And then Sunday, the getaway day is noon start.
52 on Saturday. Sunday, 61. So you guys get past Friday for the weather.
Then we're
good.
Sounds like Hudson's going to a baseball game on Sunday. That's what I hear there.
There you go.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Be fun. 4-6 Nebraska baseball. Before I let you go, Schaefer, back to quickly to Bryce Williams basketball. Nebraska, again, right now trying to avoid missing the Big Ten tournament. They have the conference's leading scorer, a guy that if Nebraska was even, if they were instead of 7-12, if they were 9-10, or he'd be in conversation for player of the year in the conference. Mm-hmm. Probably can't happen when you have a team that's on the fringe of missing the Big Ten tournament. How much have they blown this epic year from Bryce by really falling out of, you know, swords the last few weeks?
They haven't blown it yet.
They probably have.
In fairness to them, they can still find their way into a finish. I don't think it's likely, but it feels like you finally have this marquee three-level scorer that is definitively one of the best players in the conference, and you just haven't been able to get enough out of the role players around them. I mean, it's just, I look at the Minnesota game, I look at the Michigan game, I look at the Ohio State game. Like, what more can Bryce do in these situations? Someone else, you know, whether it was Connor Assisian against Michigan, whether it was Juwan Gary against Michigan, you just needed someone else to step up. And then they just haven't been getting good performances from people. It is alarming in a way that Mia is so inconsistent that he couldn't even get on the court against Ohio State as you're losing players.
He went to double overtime.
Right,
he played 0 minutes.
And I was thinking to myself, like, who has to foul out for them to finally put in Braxton Mia?
I don't know.
And they never did it.
Yeah. 50-minute game, didn't play a second.
Like, that is tough. You know,
that with the foul situation, they played at least 10, right? 10 or 11 players in the game.
Jacobson got in for sure.
Come on, I got it.
I think it was at least 10.
Three players fouled out for Nebraska.
Three fouled out.
And
so
Mia didn't play on the court for a 50-minute game, two overtimes.
Here's the answer to your question, Bill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no, that's not. It's all wrong game.
Wrong.
Nice try.
Why would you have a stat line from 2 weeks ago?
I didn't print out the box score. I was here.
We weren't here.
I got here at 6:40 yesterday.
Fred hasn't been available to the media since this game. Isn't a natural question, why did Mia not play?
Yeah, I would imagine that will come up when they talk before this Iowa game. I assume they have a media availability today. And I don't know how much he'll spend on that.
It's just a question.
It could basically just be as simple as it didn't feel like a good matchup against a quicker front court from Ohio, which is an issue. I mean, he doesn't move quick enough for that. Hmm. But Nebraska had no one that was really staying in front of him. I mean, they threw it to Royal, and he would just go right at the hoop. There's really not a whole lot Nebraska could do to defend it.
You look at Nebraska's transfer portal additions this year, it has not been pretty for basketball. Braxton Mia has been mostly ineffective.
He's right? had some Most, minutes I'd, that I'd were say, big and then or moments but, that were big, but largely has been...
Largely ineffective. Yeah.
He didn't play the last game.
Keep going.
Barrick de Buchtenjel has had moments, but has been quite bad the last few weeks.
Coming off injury. Coming off injury.
Good rebounder.
Gavin Griffiths doesn't play from Rutgers. Yeah. You know,
Raleigh.
Asician has been good for the most part this year.
Solid.
Wooster's been disappointing coming from Utah. Starter in and out of the lineup, but can't shoot the ball well. They missed a lot in the portal this year, and they're still on the cusp of tournament team because of the guys that stuck around.
They
Bryce
have,
and Juwan.
Out of that entire list, one hit, and even then it's a hit with a season where it's been you're left wanting more often than not. I mean,
yeah, there's a couple games it was really poor. But
Andrew Morgan.
Morgan's been good.
Oh, Morgan's a hit.
Morgan's a hit. Yes.
Yeah.
100.
So you got two hits then and several bad misses.
But the evaluation's ongoing, Jake. What if they
ongoing? The season's almost, the season's 90% done.
If they lose,
I think it's still fair to say they've only hit on two guys out of the portal. Even if they win some of these games, it's largely going to be Bryce and Juwan doing it.
We're through 30 games right now. If you can't tell if it's a hit or not,
what if they win four straight?
Be a big deal.
I'd say, where was that all year for a Griffiths or a Mia or a Bearcat?
I'm still trying to devise where if they win four straight games, it's not largely just Bryce and Juwan.
Bryce going for 35 a game.
Asesian and Morgan. Like they're basically down to playing five. Their five guys are Bryce, Juwan, Asesian, Morgan, and
Hoyer. Well, I guess what we're getting at is could somebody still change your mind, like Raleigh, you know?
It would take a lot,
but
he'd be like a Rigsby. A guy that Rigsby has not been great for Minnesota in the last two games.
Nebraska has not had that performance from almost anyone.
Yeah, also
Wooster's best game was Oregon. He played very good in that game. Otherwise, pretty inconsistent throughout the year.
And then, next year, you have to try to replace those two guys in the portal really hard. I mean, Bryce Williams.
You do it all over again.
Flipping again.
Yeah.
You're flipping it largely again.
You're going to flip it every year in basketball. That's what it's going to be. That's who they are.
And that's just fun. A lot of fun.
You know the one thing that's interesting on basketball, which I didn't know this? The last 10 has been taken out of the equation. It used to be a big thing.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore.
What do you mean?
So these have a big part of how you were viewed was your last 10 games. They looked at that really hard because they're conference games. Last 10 games, that's been thrown out, which is odd because with all the transfer portal, teams don't get really good until – well, some teams won't get good until all of a sudden you go, whoa.
Doesn't add up to me.
Doesn't add – that does not make any sense.
No. Schaefer, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
God bless you.
Spillover's next, an early break in the ticket.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now on the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.